Down to Business on Newstalk.
Thanks to Bank of Ireland, helping you deal with the business of Brexit.
Now, after a fallow weekend and Ireland still without a win, Andy Farrell's man will be looking to get his Ireland team back to winning ways against Italy in Rome as the 2021 Six Nations hits the midway point. Ireland Munster legend Marcus Horn, as ever on these Six Nations days, joins me now to discuss. Good morning to you, Marcus.
Morning, Bobby. How are you?
How are you?
I'm good.
Now, it's a beautiful day. Seven changes to the one that lost to France. What can we expect today?
Yeah, I'd like to expect a good reaction from the guys. I think there's massive frustration there because I think they've been probably criticised fairly harshly. I thought, the whole thing around our attack and whether we have an attack. And I was very impressed with Ireland at the start of the Welsh game. And obviously the sending off had a huge effect on them where they were battling. But I felt that they were attacking right from the start. And I think the sending off definitely took impetus out of their play. So it was very hard to judge the attack off that game. And then, look, the French game, I think, was a game as well that they could have got a lot more out of. And I know, they're working extremely hard. I think the beauty of it is, as you said, there are seven changes. We're seeing a squad and a group that are capable of turning out a different team maybe every week. And I don't think it's any weaker. I think, when you see the likes of Larmour coming onto the wing, there's quality there, and that's really, really strong. I think we're in a good place with regards to depth,
And as a front row man, the fact that we've a completely new front row does show that we've a bit of depth in that department.
Yeah, absolutely, and I think that's really, really important. I mean, if you think about it, Kilcoyne is starting and wasn't even involved last against France. So, there's depth even beyond the starting prop and the bench. So, that's really, really important, especially if you're building back towards the World Cup. And maybe there's some guys in that position that are in the twilight of their careers. Kian Healy has had an unbelievable career, and I suppose they have to look at new guys for the next couple of seasons ahead, where he might not be there. So that's a real positive for Ireland too.
There's been a lot of talk about Craig Casey, Marcus. We've Sexton back. Are you excited about Casey as a player?
Oh, I am. Yeah, look, I said it the last time I was on. He's a man from my own club, from Shannon RFC, and born and bred down there and brought up through the underage ranks. So we'd be very proud if he could take the field. But I think as well, look, he is a lot to bring. He's an exciting player. He's got no fear. He's so professional. I mean, this is something he's always wanted to do and achieve, was to play at the highest level. So, I think when you're playing alongside guys like Sexton and training with top quality guys, the standard goes up, and he's learning a huge amount as well. So, that depth again is really important,
What about the Italians then? We've seen sort of flashes of brilliance with them in attack, but they haven't won a Six Nations game since February 2015. That's 29 games without a win. So really this should be a kind of a matter of fact day, but there's a bit of nerves, is there not, because we've lost our opening two games, something we haven't done for a very, very long time.
Yeah, absolutely, Bobby. And the one thing I fear is with the Italians is they do target games, and they look at teams that they think they can beat within a season, and they will definitely be looking at Ireland as someone who's maybe they feel are a little bit fragile at the moment and a bit under pressure to get a result. So, they're at home now, and they've got an opportunity to turn over a big, big team. So they'll be going all out. And my fear is the way they started against England is that, at home, when they're at home and they can get a good start, sometimes it's very, very hard to stop that. And, with some players in the Irish team that's, maybe a little bit more inexperienced than the guys that were out the week 2 weeks ago. Sometimes that leadership can be really, really tested. So it's going to be a massive test for Ireland. I think we've too much talent there not to win the game. But you can't underestimate how Italy will come to the game. And look, there is pressure on them as well to keep their strengths up within the Six Nations, because people are talking about whether there should be relegation and all that. So there's massive pressure on them to perform and to be able to say that they're a force within the Six Nations, because Georgia are a team that are kind of chomping at their heels to try and break into the Six Nations as well, you know.
Well, look, we look forward to it. Can we get a prediction from you, Marcus, as to how we might get on today?
Look, Bobby, I was going to go with Ireland no matter who they're playing. So I think we'll win, and I think we'll win comfortably in the end. I'd say there will be a battle at the start, but I'd like to think that there would be more than 10 points between them, you know.
All right. Well, look, we look forward to the day, Marcus, and thanks as always for your pre-match analysis, and we'll talk to you before our next outing, and be well in the meantime.
Appreciate it, Bobby. Thank you.